Good afternoon. A broad trough of low pressure extending from the northern plains and Midwest through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast will dominate the weather picture over the next several days across interior New York and New England. Most of the region today will be dominated by high pressure at the surface, and as a result, it will be dry. However, ongoing showers and thunderstorms from western New York westbound into the Great Lakes are influencing our weather, with the residual cloud cover blowing in and blotting out a lot of the sunshine today across our region. As a result, skies will only be partly sunny. It will still be very warm and in some cases pretty humid as well, with temperatures averaging in the lower to mid-80s, with some places touching 90 closer to the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. We're also looking at weak disturbances in that cyclonic flow to pass to the south of our region today, so scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible but not likely by sunset in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, and perhaps just a passing shower across the Adirondacks and Champlain Valleys. As we get into the night tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy and it will also remain muggy. Temperatures will be back into the 60s. And again, with that broad cyclonic flow, we do run the risk at a passing shower or thunderstorm. And the same holds true for tomorrow. Jetstream energy moving through the Midwest and Great Lakes will stay off to the west, so just a slight risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny for Sunday and highs in the lower 80s. That jet stream energy will make a closer approach Sunday night and especially during the day Monday. Showers and thunderstorms will be more widespread across the area for the opening of the work week, and it will hold temperatures back into the 70s for afternoon highs. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue into Monday night, but move through the region and leave us mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday as high pressure builds in. Still, with an overall troughy pattern, temperatures will hold in the mid-70s on Tuesday, and even despite mostly sunny skies with high pressure in control on Wednesday, highs will only be around 80. The next front will approach for the day on Thursday, with late-day showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs will be in the lower 80s and lower to mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in place for a large part of the Central Plains, the Southeast, and the Mid-Atlantic regions. The heat index in these locations will be in the 100 to 105 degree range, with some places between 105 and 110 when combining the heat with high humidity. On the northern fringe of the heat, scattered severe storms capable of hail or damaging winds possible from parts of the Ohio Valley eastward into the Mid-Atlantic and across parts of the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. The Storm Prediction Center has included these areas in a slight risk of severe storms. Flash flooding is also a risk with the storms that do form, some of which could produce torrential downpours. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 90s, Boston mostly cloudy, upper 80s, and in Buffalo cloudy, with a chance of showers in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 102, set in 1926, and the record low, 47, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m., 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. A scattered shower or storm possible tonight with lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or storm possible tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Partly sunny and humid today with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or storm possible tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. Showers and storms likely on Monday in the 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, near 80 on Wednesday. A scattered shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon on Thursday in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.